It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Public health leaders say COVID-19 vaccine shots have been provided to the residents of all of the state's long-term care facilities. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Weeks ago, a federal program sent pharmacy workers into nursing homes statewide, hoping to vaccinate as many as possible. Scott Bookman helps lead the state's pandemic response effort. He says 88% of residents and 66% of staff have now been vaccinated.
100% of long-term care facilities across the state have had their first and second dose clinics completed. That means almost 73,000 residents have been vaccinated.
The pandemic has been devastating for the state's oldest residents and long-term care facilities. Bookman says the state is now working to persuade staff that haven't yet been vaccinated that the shots are safe and effective. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State lawmakers have advanced a bill to require trigger locks for guns in homes with children. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on the arguments they heard in committee Monday.
Advocates for the Safe Storage Gun Bill say it would help prevent suicides and accidental shootings. Dr. Maya Haas with Children's Hospital said she's treated children as young as 2 for gunshot wounds.
A child in Colorado is injured by a firearm every 1.3 days on average, and one child dies every week on average.
But opponents of the bill argue trigger locks would make guns useless for one of their primary purposes, home self-defense. Eric Stone is a Teller County commissioner and certified firearms instructor. He says the state should focus on teaching kids firearm safety.
And that's what I think we should all be preaching, is to be responsible, not to hold people responsible after the fact.
Opponents also argue the trigger lock requirement is unconstitutional based on a 2008 Supreme Court ruling on Second Amendment rights. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Weld County commissioners will proclaim March 20th as Weld County Ranching, Livestock, and Meat-In Day. That's in response to Governor Jared Polis, who last week declared March 20th Meat-Out Day to encourage people to eat less meat to improve their health and help the environment. One Weld County commissioner said the governor's proclamation was a slap in the face to ranchers, farmers, and people in rural Colorado. Much of the state has a sunny day with temperatures getting warmer for the next couple of days. This is CPR News.